Sam McClure, pleasure having your company all the way up till 7 o'clock. Score review, off to a flying start. We've still got callers on the line. Paul, Tom, Michael, Gav, Nadeem, Sarah, please stay on the line. We will get to you whenever we can. But first, we've got a very, very important guest on the line. And it's funny that the debate comes out about Super Bowl and Grand Finals and when to play them. Well, this man's played in four of them. I speak of Hawk Premiership star Jack Gunston. Jack, welcome to Time On.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Jack, on that, I'm not sure if you watched Super Bowl today, but it happens every time this year, you know, we talk about where is best, when is best to play the grand final. You've been there four times, 4 years in a row. Day, twilight, night, or don't care?
Well, I like the day concept. I think a bit of a traditionalist. I think the daytime's good. You get up and you can cruise through the morning. You don't have to wait around too long to get out on the field. But I mean, saying that, I don't mind. We played a twilight prelim final 1 year. I think it was against Port, and I thought that was a great concept. So I'd probably lean towards one of those two, and probably not the night time, I think.
Why not the night, Jack, from a player's perspective? Just because it's harder waiting around all day? Because a lot of players do talk about it, the difficulty in preparations compared to a day game.
Yeah, it is. It is different. I reckon a lot of guys probably try and get an hour's sleep or so on game day if it's a night game. And I guess being the grand final, it might be pretty tough. There's all the nerves and the excitement. But no, I just think our game suits the daytime or the twilight type of grand final. And I guess if you talk to the boys that win it, they probably want to be able to celebrate through the night and not finish the game at about 1 o'clock.
True. Jack, we're speaking to Jack Gunston right here on Time On. Part of the leadership group again this year, Luke Hodge and Josh Gibson go out. So it's essentially the same leadership group with you part of that. Is there a sense of knowing that there are players that have to step up with their leadership, given the likes of Hodgie and Gibbo, who have been long-time servants in that department, are no longer there?
Oh, absolutely. And that's been the same even the 2 years before that with Stan Mitchell and Jordan Lewis. And I guess us new crop of leaders, just learning off them and I guess finding our feet in that leadership group. And it was great to have Hodgie and Gibbo still in there while I guess all of us were there. We had a 7-man leadership group last year, and it was great just to be able to lean off them, learn off them. They put a lot of, I guess, decisions in our court and wanted us to really start developing as they knew they were on the way out. And I think we're in a really good spot now.
Jack, the other big question surrounding you personally is where you're going to play in 2018, which is a pretty good problem for the Hawks to have. Since you arrived from the Crows, you've kicked 39, 46, 58, 57, 51, and then obviously you go back because of different circumstances last year and only kicked the 19. Where will you be playing in 2018?
Yeah, I think with all the numbers coming back in the back line, you've got the Frawleys, Strattons, Sisley really played well down there, and Birchall obviously coming back as well. There's not much room down there, so I've been doing a fair bit up forward, just a bit more natural to me. So, I think we'll probably give forward a crack again this year.
There aren't many players, Jack, in footy history that talk about playing as a forward being easier than playing in defence. A lot of people like going back and seeing the ball front on as opposed to having to lead up to it. But you've always naturally leaned to being a forward. What is it about it, do you think?
Probably I don't have a defensive bone in my body. That's probably a fair start. When I was younger, I started as a midfielder, and then I just loved the fact of playing up forward and kicking goals and the excitement factor up there. And I've just always tried to work on my craft up there and just really adapted myself to that sort of role. And in saying that, it was great this year to be able to go back and try something new and get a feel for what it is like back there. And definitely, I'd much rather be on the forward goal line than defensive goal line, that's for sure.
What about in the middle of the ground? One of your teammates that people love talking about, Jager O'Meara, how's his pre-season been?
Yeah, he's going well. He hasn't missed a beat so far. He's looking fit and getting through the majority of the sessions, and he's holding up really well, and it's exciting to have him coming through. I think everyone sort of forgets how young he is and how much footy he's got ahead of him. So it's exciting for us and exciting for, our new midfield crop coming through.
Transitional period, Jack, for the Hawks. Obviously not used to not being part of going deep into finals, but as we've seen from the Tigers only a few months ago, things change very, very quickly in footy. Do you feel like the Hawks are close to getting back towards, you know, that late in September sort of time frame?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that what we showed in the second part of last year was some really exciting footy, and we blooded a lot of youngsters who have now got those, I guess, sort of 11, 12 games extra under their belt that they might not have been able to get. So, look, there's a lot of work to do and a lot of gelling still to happen between players and out on the field, but it's an exciting, I guess, time for the Hawks. It's we're coming off a strong finish at the end of last year, and we really need to use that and catapult into this season.
Speaking of Hawthorn Premiership start, Jack Gunston here on Time On. Jack, appreciate your time. As we let you go, I need to hear your thoughts on Gibbo's work on I'm a Celebrity, please.
I've actually watched every show so far.
Of course you have.
He hasn't said anything that surprised me yet. I'm waiting for it. Everything I've been ready for and I've known, but I'm still a bit surprised that he wasn't able to eat a tomato, yet he could eat the ostrich ass and stuff like that. So he's tracking along all right so far.
Jack, do you think there's any possibility that we can see him with a shirt on during the show?
Absolutely not. He didn't wear a shirt at the club. He's not going to wear a shirt now, and he's on national TV. So it would surprise me if he put it on.
Hey, Jack, well done on your career so far. Unless the stats here are lying to me, your first game this year is going to be game number 150. You've played in four grand finals. You've nearly kicked 300 goals, and you've still got a huge chunk of your career to play. Well done so far, and we hope to see big things from you and the Hawks in 2018.
All right. Thanks, Sam.
Jack Gunston there, Hawthorn Premiership star. Arrived at Adelaide, played in four consecutive grand finals in which he won three. He has been an absolute star for the Hawthorn Footy Club. Make sure you get on if you want to be a member, by the way. HawthornFC.com.au for all 2018 memberships.